This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Artificial intelligence is being used to improve city services in Denver. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports.
Denverites who log on to the city's customer service chat system used to be on hold for up to 15 minutes. Now, a chatbot responds almost immediately. It also speaks dozens of languages. That's because it's AI. The city of Denver is using the technology to automate print jobs for city events and create reports for building inspectors. City leaders say the goal is to relieve staff of mindless tasks so that they can focus on skilled work that humans do best. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
The town of Morrison says it has given out nearly 9,000 automated speed camera tickets in less than 2 weeks of operation. The Canyon Courier reports the police chief says the camera manufacturer told him it's the highest volume of tickets they've ever seen. Police caught on camera going 10 or more miles over the speed limit can get a $40 ticket. Lawyers for a former University of Colorado football player are asking a judge to keep their federal case in Colorado. The player alleges that NCAA rules illegally stopped college athletes from earning their share of millions of dollars in revenue that schools bring in. The lawyers are trying to stop their case from being combined with other suits in California involving similar accusations. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2021 that college players could be paid for brands using their image and likenesses. Mostly sunny along the Front Range, Denver and Colorado Springs with highs near 80 this afternoon and cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.